Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey. Glad to see you all and wonderful to be here. What a week. What a week.
Oh,
our very own Bo Baggins, who's here. He's your there in the Facebook Live.
Ooh, viewing it live with you folks. I'd be here also viewing it live.
But he went and had a very complicated knee replacement done this week.
He has some no-no stuff done. Oh, dear.
And so we have the other shows since Monday, but he's feeling good, kind of hobbling along.
Yep.
Hippity, so hoppity, here we are, ready to party with all of you. And to my left, yes, which you cannot see, and if you're on the listening on, you can't see any of this.
Can't see any of this.
You saw me a second ago. I put the flower.
That is Veronica.
Veronica.
Probably a note taker, organizer,
coffee grabber, food eater,
rebel card reader. I don't feel like it's working. Oh, there. You almost had it.
Keep talking. Don't worry about what I'm doing.
All right. So, just for those of you, I know, we will be also broadcasting tomorrow evening, 7 p.m.
Oh.
We find Saturdays are a pretty hopping night.
Hoppity, hippity, all the way.
And you know, they used to always say that it was the loneliest night of the week.
And one is the loneliest number.
Because once you go out for happy hour with your friends on Friday, what happens on Saturday?
Hangover.
No, Saturday is chick number two.
That's great.
You know, when you go to buy a car, you don't, it's when you test drive.
Well, and I don't know about this guy here. Jimbo used to wear that Navy Superman suit.
I don't know about that.
He had really cute, inherited from your mother. Oh, yes, he had a full head.
Oh, she's talking like when I was in my 20s.
Hair. He had really nice.
Mustache.
He had, what do you say about muscles? He was really buff. Or
a runner body. Remember, I just ran all the time. I ran and ran.
Well, unfortunately, we're all pushing, senior citizenship.
I ran to keep my weight down because I had a left knee. Look where we are now.
Let's see.
It worked.
You did your left knee.
I did my left knee when I was in my 20s.
Yeah.
You didn't have it replaced until now.
It didn't need to be replaced, and it was just a little cartilage there. You get your knee replaced every time you get a little damage.
Damage.
Hey, keep on going, Dad. Keep on trucking.
All right. Also want to tell you, remind you all, that we're only using an ordinary card. I'm holding it up for our Facebook Live watchers. That's all we use. It's not tarot. This is angel cards. This isn't oracle cards. It's simply a method, as you heard in the introduction, that my grandmother, maternal grandmother, taught me. I think I was about 27 then. That's so ironic. Nobody in the family knew. My own mother was stunned when she found out.
Stunned.
Yeah, it was just something that Grandma kept to herself. Out of shingle. You know, she just kept it to herself. Thought, it is really strange how she knows stuff. And how does she know this stuff?
Creepy.
Well. Because she was with her card.
She was cheating.
Cheating life. And the mysteries.
Crystal ball.
Yeah. So, we hope that many of you are going to pop in.
We got a caller hold.
All right, Jim, you do your thing.
I do the thing, the voodoo. All right. This is a multi-connection. The first means to get a hold of us is the primary means, which is a phone call. Phone 515-602-9676. Your phone, or you can Skype in. You can use Skype to make phone calls. And if you're international and you really, really, really want to talk to us and you don't have Messenger, that's one way you can do it for not as expensive as a cell phone. But anyway, then you'll hear some automated stuff. They'll clearly tell you you're going on hold and to wait. And that's cool. You're in the queue. You won't get forgotten. We'll see you. We have a list of person that's in the queue. And you're cool if you get dropped for whatever reason. So they drop. Call right back. Right? And when you do get through, jump speakerphone, because it doesn't sound good on our end when you're on speakerphone.
Right?
By the time it comes out on our end, it goes through the internet.
I'll be honest, even a call on speakerphone between two people sound very good.
Well,
yeah, we have to be careful with that.
Yeah.
It's weird. Cell phone radios.
Yeah.
Except you're not pushing a button. You talk at the same time because somebody's not going to hear somebody.
It'll cancel True. It out.
Yeah, it just doesn't work that way. Like the old-fashioned phones, you could talk and they could talk to both at the same time. Not that you were going to get anything out of it. You could. Anyway, also, okay, that's communication method number one. Two is to messenger us using Facebook Messenger. You have to messenger Deborah Lee, not the show, which means you already have friends with Deborah Lee in order
right.
to do so. For your messenger, do not messenger us until we specifically ask. If we're right in the middle of talking about something or if we're in the middle of a reading, cool hold, automatic hold system, we're going to have to just kill your call. You can call back when
and,
we ask.
And but. This is where we will speak to you from. It's a Facebook call, but we will always keep it turned toward
That's
us.
That's just what we're using. You can use
your
phone, your tablet, your desktop, whatever you have on.
Boy, my nose itches tonight. Am I going to kiss
And we sometimes, if people sometimes... Video is a lot more data transfer. Sometimes the video messengers, PCs or something can be weird. Not all of
them. So audio is bad.
So if it doesn't work, immediately call back audio is all we're saying. If we have issues, just hang up. All right, but remember, messenger folks, don't messenger us until we ask. And the third means of communication is if you can't do either and our lines are all open, we'll go right to the folks. All they can do, the Facebook Live viewers will just type their question and we will turn to you folks. So don't run away.
Yeah,
you
stay with us.
You just do not. Nobody knows.
Fridays are very iffy.
Fridays are iffy because it's a, you know, the Monday through Friday folks are like cut loose or still at work.
4 o'clock out west.
Yeah, stuck in traffic. You know, you never know what to do.
And overseas, they may be asleep.
I know. Well, they're Gibbs doesn't care about that as much as they do.
And to readings. Okay. We were going.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we were going about this because this May is Mental Health Month, and I'm sure a lot of you are aware of the many commercials and advertisements where all it's become quite an issue. And for good reason, I think the pandemic alone has ratcheted anxiety, depression,
or at least it made them aware of something they've already had and didn't know.
Yeah,
this year,
yeah.
Those of you who are on Facebook Live can see it looks like a watch or like a Fitbit. And it's just to give you an idea, it's a
right.
you can use this either around your ankle or
yeah, it looks like a watch that doesn't have a display.
Yeah.
It literally does if you can't watch this. And like she said, it came with another strap in case you don't want some people maybe don't want that at work and they don't want people to see that, they can put it around and have pant leg hang over it. So
and you use their app. Really, what? Go ahead.
Hi, Stephanie from Sydney, Australia.
Oh, hello.
Hello there.
International shout out.
We are talking about mental health. We're going to jump into readings in just a minute.
And that device is called the Apollo.
Apollo Neuro.
Yep.
And I bought this, at least a year ago.
A long time ago.
If you have trouble with focus, if you have trouble sleeping, trouble with anxiety, depression, you kind of name it. You go on, you have your own little dashboard, you set the intensity, how long. And there are two little buttons here that you push for, what does it?
Raise the intensity or lower the intensity.
Yeah or could, stop.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I think I did, but yeah. I mean, you have an app on your phone. You can really control it on your app, but if you're not near your phone, because you don't have to be.
This was designed by two PhDs from the University of Pennsylvania who worked on this good. If you go to their website,
I thought it was University of Pittsburgh, wasn't it?
Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah. All the people that go to the colleges are going to agree with
you. Potato, potato. No,
yeah.
It was Pittsburgh. He's and if you want to go on their website for the show, you can read the science, all the reviews. I first saw this, I thought, yeah, right, especially because it's free. I believe I paid $365 for this nifty little item, but I'm going to tell you, it even if it's just as a distraction or actually something that will cause nerves, enable you to sleep, etc. Well worth it.
And even if it's placebo, you know what?
Yeah, placebo.
God bless placebo. Who cares why? You know, somebody gives me this pill that's nothing and it works, then I'll happily take that pill.
Well, and you know, the body is always trying to achieve homeostasis, which is a state of well-being, of good health. So if you're in a placebo, or if this thing is just a vibrator, per se. Then, but if you believe it.
Right. Yes, that's a fact.
Yeah.
That is a fact.
So just something next time we're on the air, we will have something else on out of shows in May.
Okay. All right. And we are almost at the month, not the show, month.
Mm.
Don't freak out.
We're at the hump of the
this
month.
This month is screaming by.
It slows down when you are in pain. But after that, you know, normally, let's see here. One more time, 515-602-9677. You can messenger Deborah Lee, but only when we ask. Because we can't
don't
quit.
Do it now.
Don't do it now. Only we say messenger us, and that is not the time. And guys that can't do either, if you hang out, wait long enough, there's a good chance you might. But meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Yes.
Take our first caller from area code 651, land of 10,000 lakes. 651.
Welcome to the show. You're number one for reading. And
it's me again.
Well, hello. This is Christiana.
Christiana.
Yeah, yep. I love your name. It's me like somebody very important, like me. I always get the idea of like an opera star.
Well, I used to know someone named Christy Ann.
Oh, did you?
Because I'd never heard that name in my life.
What was that little poltergeist girl?
Carol Ann.
Come to the light.
Well, how are you this evening? I'm said Carol Ann.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, we're
you're
glad
kind of
have...
cutting in and out, just so you know.
She was moving the microphone around a little bit, which is annoying.
Okay, so let us know. Are you not on speaker, correct?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Hope that
okay.
She's in Minneapolis. Minnesota.
Where is your accent?
Not everybody has that.
Oh, not everybody.
Yeah,
not
it's
everybody.
Minnesota.
Yeah, not
yeah,
everybody.
See, I heard it in her.
I didn't. I needed
yeah.
to say, yeah, you betcha.
Yeah. It depends on the people.
Right, and you go, the more Canada drips in.
That's true.
Weird.
All right. So where are we
okay.
going with your reading?
Yeah,
I have kind of an unusual question. Can you do a card reading on a goddess?
A goddess? Well, if you tell me about the goddess,
yeah, you got to give lots of
I
info.
I should be able to.
Lots of info.
A goddess? Or,
Okay. Her name, they call her the Morrigan. She's a Celtic, like, war goddess.
Okay.
So I was just, I had a dream about her a while ago, and she asked me to come with her, and I was like, well, no, I can't. But I was just wondering if what the cards say about, like, what maybe she had to say or show me or something.
No, whoever the entity had taken that form. So I'm not sure it was absolutely this goddess of war.
And plus it's a dream. You got to factor that in, too. You got to factor the dream thing in, too. That could be areas of where that's coming from.
Right. So I'm going to do my best. I've never been asked.
Cracking the onion.
I have done some dream stuff.
Yeah.
Dream.
All right. I'm going into your reading. For those of you listening that are new, I'm using a full 24-card layout.
I'm just going to try to peel the onion.
Yes. It's my way of doing readings. You know, fun with you in a session, that's what we would be doing, but we would on over and over.
Mano a mano.
Yeah. Okay, here we go, chat with you.
We're going to chit-chat. Now, I don't know, why do you know about such a goddess? What makes you familiar with such a goddess?
Well, she's one that I work with. It's like... not literal death, but like a symbolic kind of helps with symbolic or endings to certain situations and stuff.
You need to
that's the way. Oh.
What's happening?
All right.
Yeah.
But symbolism involved. Yeah. What is there any sort of context to this dream? Were you on a journey? Were you, you know, in another
country? Well, this is for a little while I was thinking of just being with my religion as far as Christian. And she was, like, wanting me to go with her. Hmm. And I was like, well, I can't at the time. But I've changed. Kind of gone back to some of the magical practices again. So
going with was like going with to her way of doing things, I guess, not like
religious
or spiritual way.
Or was it more?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Both probably.
So. Like spiritually.
Yeah.
Yeah. And did you say that you said I can't?
Not right now.
Yeah, I can't go with you.
Yeah.
He said, not going to do it.
She is asking, from what I'm seeing here, she wanted to take you, and this is not an awesome trip, but it would probably scare me in a dream. Perceiving she wanted to put her arms to grab you, like by your shoulders, and the two of you were going to go straight up into the atmosphere and be looking down
on creation,
on the world. Yeah. You know, and the message from her is really deep. And looking at the world, she wants to know that you, oh gosh, how do, okay, give me a
second. You have plenty
that,
of time.
Okay, that you are greater than it, all meaning looking at the world, greater than the real world, greater than what's going on there. She wanted you to embrace your high good in a spiritual sense. Have you practiced any Wicca? You know, have
yes.
you been in? Okay, because I feel that was too, that all the good things that the earth can provide, she is saying, because there's like resentfulness and not anger, but it's feeling dislike towards yourself. You are in an argument with your spirit a lot of the time. She wanted you to let that go because you are greater than it all, than it, you know, greater, gosh, that phrase. Yeah.
Now what the hell are you talking about?
That you're in the world and worldly things have happened to you and it's all been a learning wisdom. And from that those experiences, and you know, we don't always get the best experience or wisdom that comes from rainbows and unicorns.
Oh, nice.
Comes from the really tough stuff.
Humans learn the hard way.
So anyway, movie Roots. Where the guy held up the baby and said, "Behold," something about pointing to the universe, saying, "Like this is greater than you, but it is you, very deep. But this was quite a dream you had. And I'm not even a dream. I think you may have been astral traveling." So,
first class.
Really, it's very cool. And if you want,
visit a lot.
I think I promised you before, I do have some awesome meditations, guided ones, I can share with you in terms of astral traveling and astral planing.
That's cool.
So I'm glad
I'm glad you
kicked us off with the show. And I want you to know, you are going to go places. I know that you're very young still, but I say the next 10 years, you aren't going to believe how far you've gone professionally and personally. So
nice. Very,
very nice.
It is indeed.
So now we're going to give you a rebel card. Those that are wondering, what in the world is
rebel?
This is a actual legitimate system of card reading. Go ahead.
Well, it's just like all many different types of tarot. And in my how I've learned about this deck, it's just slap you in the face. You better take it advice, tarot cards.
This is what it is.
I don't know tarot cards. I'm not familiar with them. I'm no rebel because I'm not familiar with them. Assuming that each card has its own gift. This is your poop gift.
Poop gift.
You better take this shiz
and do something
and
with
do something.
It. All right.
This is your blunt, flat, poop gift. I can't say it's shiz, you know.
But we're not on FC.
Can I say it?
You can say shit.
This is your shit. This is shit card.
Yeah, the FCC is not upon us.
Get together, or this is what's gonna happen. I don't know.
Well, what is?
It says, you got a feeling you just can't shake. That little side listen to that shit. Done.
I think that's good.
I think so, too. As
for
soon
her.
As I flipped it over, I actually felt I pick up a purple card, and this card is purple. I don't know if you want to.
The
purple
card is purple.
And I picked up the next purple card, and that was the one on.
Those that are on Facebook Live that are visualizing.
This is a purple.
Good one. I think that this really speaks to you.
Hi. Thank
Yeah, Christiana, I really do.
Kind of lost a little of the purple in this that we're using, so it was almost...
Hey, well, it's deep, like eggplant.
Yeah,
green.
Deep purple. Look blue to you folks.
Maybe purple rain color.
Purple.
The card of color of healing, incidentally.
Yes, I know.
Color
of
what?
Put that down.
Which is kind of ironic since Minnesota Vikings use purple.
That's true.
And they do everything. Here, the old Vikings of the past.
Well, thank you so much for calling us. You are really ever present, and I appreciate that very, very much. Let your art speak for you too, honey. I look at what you put on Facebook, and they messages, important messages.
Very cool.
Your artwork.
My mom thinks it's not good enough to sell.
Oh, honey, don't put anything on the social media, see it, and go, how do I get that?
But how do you get that? You learn by doing.
Yeah. Art doesn't have to be.
Well, thank you for the reading, everybody.
I would be posting it somewhere. Social media, not Facebook.
Instagram.
TikTok. We're all about creators there, and people will follow you and support you and push you out to people that...
And, you know, I would post them with a caption, what does this say to you?
Right, and make sure you put your watermark or something across it, because people are jerks and like to steal.
Mm-hmm.
make people, that's what you're supposed to do. You want people to really interact. So ask a question.
I mean, that's,
don't just put like a quote from your Facebook, whomever. Just, I would ask the question so they answer you back.
The Go's mother had said, you know, this stuff really isn't fair. You can't sell this.
Or,
well, he might have cut this. Might have cut something else off beside his ear then.
Yeah.
That crazy bet.
Or who did the Sistine Chapel? Wasn't that? His mother could have stood there and said, you know, I'm. These people are naked. Come on. Okay.
There you go, Chris. There you go.
All right, hon. Thank you. And I will be in touch with you. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Take care. All right.
You too.
Yep, you're welcome.
All right, we had a caller, and if there were drops, I
so
mean,
please
you should know
come
that.
On back.
Yeah, it was North Carolina, I believe.
Aww.
So please call us back, and in the meantime, you messenger folks, now is your time. Go ahead and Facebook Messenger Deborah Lee right now, and you shall be next for your reading before we get a caller.
I'm sorry, what?
Hang on 1 second.
Then you have Swedish meatballs.
Yeah, I guess I'll
have to check on something real quick. Don't freak out.
Swedish meatballs.
Oh, I'm listening.
Oh, you're listening. My bad.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know because, you know, you're not the only caller we've had from that area code. You know what I'm saying? So, all right. Put you back on listen mode.
All right, we will keep you
what
there.
What does that mean?
Yeah, she's
just
listening.
She's not on Blog Talk. She called in, so she's just going
to keep doing something else and
put her phone down and
yeah.
Keep on. Keep on. Once again, 515-602. I tried to put all the numbers in one block. 515-602-9676. What to call in? Lines are open.
Forgive him. He's more.
Actually, I was. But anyway.
If we don't have any callers, then I would love to read
them. Well, yeah. We haven't exhausted Shiznat yet, okay? Messenger, folks. There's Michelle. Hey, Michelle. If you can messenger us, now would be that time. You cannot messenger us. And she's in England, so she cannot call us. If you type in your question, you can be batter up.
Exactly.
And I think she was talking about having a question earlier, so give her a momento.
Yesterday, I was live on TikTok, and Terry Sue came by, and it was so cute to see her, and her mom did something special on a special thing supporting Pirates of the Caribbean, and there was a week she came in, and then she had to leave because she had Mercury in retrograde.
Oh.
Tuesday.
No.
And because I am getting a little bit more into stones, as soon as you said, let's do these stone things, I've been like following. I have 40 whole followers on my Veronica Speaks page. Thank you very much.
Okay.
And that goes from now, until June 2nd.
Well, that's not too bad.
New stones that you could keep in your tiger's eye, shugnite, it's detoxing, it's shung night, okay? And let's see, aquamarine, black tourmaline, stone. Those are all really good and easy to find. You can keep those.
Help us get through this.
Couple of
months. It's weeks.
Okay. I know what day it is. Next couple weeks. Day! We've made. How about Jim? How are you doing?
I'm not. But anyway.
What can we do?
Put up.
I did it.
You want your eye?
No. Anyway,
oh
go ahead.
No.
I'm just going to suck it up, buttercup. All right. We have, first of all, I got a reading.
Oh, good.
But I want to go to everybody that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only, since we're but it's just a disclaimer. You don't go freaking out if it's your first reading ever.
Yeah, we don't want you making.
You should not come and get your first reading ever, or even maybe not your first reading. Just don't go crazy on a single reading. Not good. 515-676. That's the number to call in. The call lines are open. folks, but don't do it now because we got somebody. But when we ask, messenger need to be next. But we're going to go to the Stephanie.
And she is from?
Tell me where she's from.
Stephanie, please tell us where you
are. She wants to know if the guy she's currently seeing, will it last?
Really awesome question. Yeah. More people should ask.
And side note while you're doing that.
Yes.
Michelle said, Stephanie, oh, Stephanie's from the one that we welcomed from Sydney, Australia.
Okay.
No, I'm down under. All right, anyway, I'm going to, like a minute ago, Michelle asked, what's that crystal for? What have you said, 60 seconds ago, or between 60 to...
Yeah.
So the three that I mentioned,
smoky
quartz, I think I said that. That is, this says trans, but mutes be bad. And then tourmaline is protection. That's a really good one. I didn't say this one. This is howlite. It eliminates stress. Calm. And then the shugnite, the detox. And then I didn't even get to mention the bloodstone gives you courage. And that's just the four on the outer.
I'm sorry. I'm just a fan right now.
Oh, okay. That gives
no, it's
you
nothing
the,
you're doing.
The four stones, good, at least four corners of protection.
So I got to go in and make a bunch of...
And who was it that asked?
Oh, from the UK about the crystals.
Michelle, if you are on Instagram, you should follow Psychic Love Doctor, but also follow Veronica Speaks 2013. And I know Psychic Love Doctor, but...
Sorry.
I have a page now. You can follow, and I post a lot of crystals and stones and essential oil blends.
Yep, and she, right before that, she had said, like, I was feeling bald or something. But anyway, that is what it is.
Well, you know, before we go to the reading, to have one of these crystals, to me, it's a lot like words of affirmation.
Yes.
Because if you have the power of that crystal, I think that's really cool. Like
right.
If you're feeling black, it would lift you up.
Right.
Okay. So, wish you all could see the dog right now. Look at him.
He's such a cutie, but he's also kind of...
He's a big English cream golden retriever, big boy. And he was sitting there with a toy in his mouth. Is somebody going to play with me?
Yeah.
Now back to Stephanie. Stephanie, right off the bat, I'm seeing that there appears to be, and this, if this is current, it's coming, but it seems to be an issue of distance. There's a matter of distance here in terms of this relationship. And also, I think that this is someone who puts very good, not act, I don't want to say act, but they wear a certain veneer.
Ooh, how about deception?
It's more not deception, more of anger and have it being very rather critical of it, because inside they're very critical of themselves. Somebody with a very unhappy spirit that you're involved with. And if you were, say, a regular client and we were always going over your cards, I'd be saying, you can do better.
Right.
Because I think this one is a can of worms in many respects.
Rotten.
And those of you out there that I know you're nodding because you've been involved with people that present themselves a certain way, after you get real close, you start seeing, uh-oh.
Their true self.
Yeah. And also, there's this thing about distance. If the two of you are not close in location, it's going to present a problem also.
Yeah, and today that happens quite often.
And I'd like her to know, though,
electronic world that we live in,
that she's got two other great prospects.
Great
prospects. This is a lady that honestly is never going to be alone. line them up if she wanted to, and I don't know what's the where their airport is in Australia. I guess we'll say Sydney International.
Probably.
And she could line them up like planes over Sydney International.
In
an old pattern. With a different date every night if she so chose. But I feel that this one, be careful. What you see is
what
you're going to get. Right. Mm-hmm. Now let's do a rebel.
Rebel God waiting.
Okay. Stop texting. Stop stalking. Stop checking in person. Just fracking stop because I'm not saying I'm not.
Just effing stop.
Spend your time on someone worth it. Sit on ridiculousness.
Don't be the chaser, be the chasee.
No, she did set that up. That was, you know, not... use the word random because I don't think anything really is.
Yeah, you know.
But that's what bubbled to the surface of the deck.
That's computer programming service.
Sorry, I really hate when we're sharing negative information, but it's all to the good.
You need to know. You gotta know negative.
Yeah.
So you can keep your life positive.
So Stephanie, next time, Stephanie, right? Come back next time and we'll look at what
the
future.
Down under.
Yeah, with the...
Watch out for those Vegemite sandwiches.
Yeah,
I've heard they're. If you've never had one,
they're
you
just. They're like almost. I have a friend. They're like beef little cubes. Butter. You know the beef.
Like a bouillon
cube. Like the butter, and you slap it on a sandwich. Salty. No, it doesn't sound bad. It's. I think it's just salty and meaty.
Amazing.
Yeah.
To see people from there, absolutely.
What? Sound bad from what I heard. I thought it was something worse.
Just really salty and really salty.
I don't think they have a really nice name instead of something that sounds like a bug.
Might be
a mite. You know,
a mite.
I bet they didn't just came out of a hat.
No.
Okay.
It's probably got history.
It's probably local.
Yeah.
And remember, like all the people down there speaking, they're not the ones originally from there, like here.
No, weren't they British or?
Yeah.
Well, it's on my bucket list to come down there. Someday, I'm coming over. I'll have tea.
Yeah, eventually your bucket's going to start overflowing.
I think they're supposed to.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Bucket list
to me
is...
What's his face?
The two men that were dying. A bucket list.
That's what I thought. I only saw pieces of it.
Let's rock.
Pretty cool. All right, let's do.
Callers are coming back to life. Nowhere near international, but kind of. 907 in the great state of Alaska. 907.
Alaska.
Hello
and welcome
Hello.
Do you have a radio on?
No, I don't.
What's going on? This isn't going to fly. I don't know if
it's weird.
We're turning it over to Molly. Echo.
If they're still getting together, get off the piece of stuff.
Call us back.
Everybody off. Guys, it was a computer thing. For some reason, when you guys called in to Blog, when you called into Blog Talk, it actually showed you as two separate calls.
Yeah, that's weird.
Oh.
And how it showed you is, even though it showed you the exact same number, two separate callers. So all I did was, as soon as I killed the one call,
the other one stayed.
You were still there. It's like Twilight Zone talk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, welcome, Alaska.
Hi,
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
hello.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold, and you will be able to listen to the show.
You're here.
Ignore that.
Hello.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
I recommend.
Hello.
All right.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. Right, that was weird.
Before it starts freaking out again. It showed her number calling in again.
What is your name, please?
Twilight Zone.
It's Celeste.
Celeste?
Celeste?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. Just making sure. Sometimes we hear things being...
Celeste from Alaska.
Alaska.
Yeah.
I'm moving there soon.
To Last Frontier.
The Land of the Midnight Sun yet?
Not yet. Not quite. Almost. We're getting there.
That's got to be cool. I would say.
It is. It really is.
All right, Celeste. You sound like you're new to the show.
No. I've called once before.
Oh, okay.
Has it been a while?
A month, no. I think.
Oh, okay. I thought it was longer, but who am I?
All right, so tell us, what brings you to the show this evening?
I have a question. It's a weird one as well.
That's okay. We like weird.
Okay.
Such
how come I get beamed up to the mothership from time to time? I got beamed up at work once in the last 3.5 hours and almost got written up for it.
Okay, you got to explain to us now what the mothership is.
Because a spaceship with interdimensional beings.
You gotta hang with us here a little bit because
we're not
on board with what you're talking about. You know?
Hello?
I know.
Yeah.
I think I'm wondering, is this a question?
Are you playing with frogs and mushrooms?
No. It's happened for real. I'm not kidding. I was at work in a fog knack, and we were looking at these orbs in the sky. And I remember I told the guy, we were arguing about it because he thought there were planes and stuff. And then I was like, no. So I stayed out there, and I'll be in 5 minutes. And boom, I was gone for like 3.5 hours. I'm not kidding.
I lost three and a half hours
of time.
It's still there.
No.
Or are you saying it was gone?
So she almost got written up.
For being missing?
Gone. Yeah, so she obviously was
still. Yeah.
Well, this is like beyond my level of expertise.
Yeah, I know nothing about it.
Yeah, if you were talking about some figurative that you experienced, say, in a mental or spiritual way.
Yeah, some kind of spiritual thing, but you're talking a physical transformation.
Yeah.
To an alien ship.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it except for
Little
sister with
it.
Was all a hoax.
I was always a big fan of stuff.
Yeah, me too.
But, you know, I hear there's somebody near you that, if you got transported, somebody would have disappeared from where you were at. Did somebody see that?
Yeah, the guy that I was with.
Okay, he saw you disappear from.
Yeah. He could attest to it.
Well, then I guess you can't go to your boss and say, I just saw her get transported. Right, yeah.
And what happened on...
What'd you do, party?
Pardon?
What did you do on this mothership?
I just remembered, like, we were talking telepathically. And then...
Yeah.
Like, they were giving me information... So I worked for the government, so they were giving me information on the environment and how to heal the environment, that kind of thing.
Well, maybe this is a point to make to a higher government.
So let's just bring it down real quick. How many times has this happened before?
Oh, since I was little, since I was a child.
Okay. And you don't expect it to end anytime soon?
No, because I did have a question, because I remember I asked them, because I called them an alien, and they didn't like that, and I was like, well, why? And I remember, because I was like, oh, my God, you guys are aliens, like that, and they were like, well, they didn't like the term alien, and so I asked why, and they were like, well, we like to be called celestial beings. And then... When I asked, and I was like, okay, I'll call you Celestial Beings. And then they also, said, you're one of us. So I don't know.
Well, okay, because if this is all actually, I know you got to remember, people like us are like, what the hell? But if this is a child, if you were one of them, that would make sense why this was happening since you were a child. So what you have to do is eventually, where are we going with this? Eventually, you got, if it keeps happening, you say, what is the end game? Because you know what? I'm trying to exist on this planet. And you're going to get me fired from all my jobs, and we actually need jobs here to eat food. I want to lay it on the line and say, you got to clue me in on what the big picture is here. You know? Like you said, you don't...
No, right.
What we're doing here on a Friday is an overflow show from newsforthesoul.com. Opt to visit there. I think you're going to find a plethora of better sources of...
You might find the better subject matter experts.
That because I'll be honest with you.
It's interesting. I think you really... And you know what? I've watched some really good documentary type shows on TV where they would actually be discussed. Because they're educated on this, and we're not. But you're somewhere with this, especially since what happens to this child and it's happening over and over. Kind of a connection. We just can't get there with the cards.
Yeah, I don't have a
0% experience on this. We really appreciate the call. And I've watched some of these shows on TV.
Jim,
and there are
into
people
it.
That they were said. They had a type of people that were actually like, they are. You think they're humans that were here, but they're actually another alien race. I don't know what the term was, but anyway, what I saw when you start talking about this
child, and she follows these.
You kind of fell out of that.
I really don't.
Shows much, but
At
first, I thought you're like, oh, you're somebody pulling our string, but now it's like, I watched a few shows. They don't show them as much anymore. This really cool one show, and they talked to a few people like that. They were kind of like that.
Hold of some
she needs to find the right
that work
right
in
people.
This industry or the,
there was like a what was the magazine UFO or an organization for it sounds stupid because it has the word UFO in it. Talk seriously about stuff like that.
So that's what I would
TV. Definitely go
on Blog Talk
has
people that are up there.
Very topics and a lot of them might be more related to this. Blog, especially News for the Soul, or just Blog Talk in general. There's experts out there that can speak intelligently on this.
Maybe give you
not us.
A rebel card.
Well, stand by for your rebel card.
To move on.
You got that going for you.
Yeah, what you got?
Okay.
You are being shady.
What does that mean? Oh,
shit should get ugly.
Oh, so maybe she shouldn't be playing. I mean,
I don't know.
She has no control over what's
going
on. Right.
But you know what? I would think, now obviously no, start making a few more demands. Say, hey, I get the, you guys put me here. And if you want me to exist in this place, not screw up my life all the time, plucking me up whenever you feel like it.
Yeah, maybe put some.
I got to make a living here.
Yeah, it sounds like a dimensional thing.
Well, or some kind of, you want me to exist as these people because you make it sound like I'm not.
Yeah.
Then you better not screw up these people life with my. To put a roof over my head and eat food.
Right.
All
right? Well, I hope that's the last
lay down some, not that you have any control, but pretend to lay down a little.
Let us know what happened.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Yeah, we definitely would like you to keep going. We just might not be able to give you readings on this subject. It's about your workplace or something like that. That I'll be there for sure.
Well, take care. It's nice
all right, thank you. You guys have a nice day.
Bye. For all the
yes.
All right. Thank you very much. And we're going to put her on. Keep listening if she wants to stay online and listen, or she can be on Blog Talk. She may know. What was going on was really weird. I don't know if maybe there was a cell phone thing going up there. Towers. So it was like multiple things.
From Alaska.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Probably some... Because it was her exact same number kept calling in, and then we had two calls, and it wasn't. Anyway, we got through it. It stopped doing it. The phones. And let's take our next caller from area code 703, which is in our Commonwealth, in the D.C. area.
Yes, Andrea from Virginia. Yes. I have to call with a follow-up. I think I talked to you last week about my coworker possibly getting fired for happened at work.
What happened?
So apparently, maybe it's your computer because I have an Echo too. Anyway, so I don't know if I told you the second time she yelled at me at the testing center, and I complained to HR. Her ass got fired.
Oh,
well, so her butt got fired.
Deserved. And you told us something about the first time. So as far as I recall, but she did it again.
She did it again. We were at the testing center, and this lady comes into the testing center for a COVID test with no mask on. And I said, you probably need to wear a mask to come in here. And she said, you need to mind your own business, and started going off on me, like literally screaming at me, saying all kinds of things. And I told her, shut the blank up and get away from me. She goes, and she's like, I'm going to tell Phil, which is my boss. I said, go right ahead. So I call Phil, and he wasn't going to fire her. He was going to give her, like, another chance, see how I felt. So when I talked to HR, they took care of it.
So, HR, they make the final decision.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
Yeah, HR.
Yeah.
Show us how much I know. I would go to HR first and then go to the boss.
Technically, they train you to go to your supervisor, your immediate supervisor.
So up the chain of command.
They never tell you you can't go to but they want you to wait for that.
Here's really weird, something really weird. So we had a meeting yesterday, because people were concerned of why I came back, so soon and I didn't have to test. Well, apparently my coworker also tested positive. Now, I could have got it from him. He could have got it from me. We have no idea.
That's right.
Yeah.
The thing was, what had become yours. Now, if I get it wrong, correct me.
They were friends.
They were working friends.
Yeah.
And you had COVID or tested positive at home. And she called you and chewed your butt.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So this is the person that got fired.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. She let the boss know. I was like, hey, this is crap. And HR
called in for a reason.
Yep. HR fired her.
Yep.
My boss didn't fire. HR fired her.
Look at that.
She's been on the test. On the chopping block for probably a while.
And bosses like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
They can see those bad people in HR.
Well,
not me.
I'm happy for you and that you called us up to let us know.
You guys were right. But the thing is, like I said, my coworker had no symptoms and tested positive. I could have got it from him. Who knows?
You don't even know that.
We may never know. I got it from him. He got it from me. Who knows?
Well, you will never know.
It's going to be like the common
cold. They're still blaming me. Blaming me.
We live in nowadays.
Yeah, Veronica said they can suck it.
Like you got a scarlet.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. I don't need you. You don't need me.
Right. Well, what do you got for
Would you like a answered?
We got about six plus minutes.
Well, do you think that I got it from him, or do you think that he got it from me?
Oh, that's...
What did your card say?
I don't know if, like, it could have been better or,
many factors. She might not be able to nail that down.
I'm not sure.
I mean...
That's okay.
Unless you interact with only. Odds are she can't nail that down.
I was near him, but I wasn't like on top of him. But like I said, who knows? I could have got it from him. Who knows?
You could have got it from a gas station pumping gas.
Who knows? But I'm sick of them blaming me because people stayed home because they felt that I shouldn't come back. I came back too soon, and according to my boss, I was cleared by HR to come back, and she said, well, how come no one told us she was coming back? And my boss said, basically, go screw yourself. It's none of your business. It's between her and HR.
It is. You know what? That's not your problem. You say,
No.
If you don't want me to, you're back, so you go talk to the company that told me to do so.
Yeah, it's none of your business what I do. It's between HR and I, and he basically said it's none of your business. It's up to between her and HR,
not you.
So we don't need to tell you that she's coming back. And they all stayed home today because they didn't feel like I should be there.
Sure.
But you were there yesterday with me, but all of a sudden today you don't want to be here?
Isn't that funny? And it's like, And, like, right now you probably don't have it to give it. Like I said before, when they were together, that's when you would have been a problem. So, yeah, it is bringing out the idiots in people, this COVID-19.
Well, and the thing is, be asymptomatic. The first time I felt it, the time I didn't. I didn't feel any symptoms, but I was positive.
Every time we had COVID, it wasn't even as bad as a cold. I would have thought it was like a really bad allergy.
Well, I had surgery 2 years ago, and I came home. I couldn't smell anything, couldn't taste anything, had a fever and headache for 2 weeks. So I didn't test, but I should have, but I'm pretty sure I had it, so I'm pretty sure I had it again.
Yeah, I mean, those are the symptoms.
Well, I laid out the cards for you. See here is that you work amongst a bunch of business folks.
Busybodies. Amen to that. You're right on the money.
You're like this with the gossip. What do you call it?
Churning the rumor mill.
Yeah, and you.
Yep.
Because you are pretty stellar in the work you do. They are not. So of course,
exactly. You are right on the money.
Well, you're going to be in the crosshairs, and I think you should. And let it just roll like water right off your back.
Keep on doing what you're doing, then you have nothing to worry about ever.
And your boss adores you. So you've got nothing to worry about. You know, just laugh.
And that bitch got herself fired.
It's funny you say that because I quit my job and I wanted to stay. My boss told me no. Then I went to his boss's boss and said something. Next thing I know, I got to stay. So I wasn't too sure if he wanted me to stay or didn't want me to stay. But he says I'm a great worker, but it was just weird.
It is weird. Yeah, I don't like any kind of conflict at all.
No,
he doesn't. He's a yes man. He's like he doesn't turn a blind eye. You know, he's like, he doesn't see it, doesn't, you know, exist.
He probably didn't really want to be a boss. He probably just liked the title and the money, but he doesn't.
Yes. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yep. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You work in a dog eat dog. So if, here we go. Dive.
That's a 2-minute warning.
Oh, well, he came and asked me today if I wanted to do a different type of job because I think you'd be suited really good for this, and I want to see if you want to do this kind of job instead of what I'm doing. So I know he does like me, but it's just weird.
Get her rebel card. We're going to have to
believe every shitty thing that you have thought. So don't believe every shitty thought you've had. Thought can be sneaky, lying bastard.
That's right. So watch out for what you think.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And please don't be a stranger. I think you are fascinating. I really do. So,
I'm a sign language lady. So I do the music in sign language. If you ever want to watch me, I'm on YouTube with Dancing Hands. I'm a sign language lady.
Yeah. Thank you. We will go look. And you are taking us right out to the end of
the world. Un momento.
Well, hopefully everybody will watch my YouTube channel, Dancing Hands. There you go.
Dancing Hands, everybody. Let's check it out. Well, and now
you guys are amazing. You guys are.
That's our music and everything.
Oh.
Because it goes through.
Facebook Live folks, too.
I thought they were two different systems.
All right, let's keep on talking. Time for technical explanations.
Everybody,
right now.
See you tomorrow night if you to join us, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. and that'll be